It's time for Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. Now, your host, business profitability visionary and CPA, Michael Kessler.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you today on Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me directly by email at michael.kessler@cpa.com or visit our website, www.michaelkesslercpa.com, to access great strategies and resources for business owners and individuals. Or call me directly at 516-449-2852. So summer is in full swing, and that means we're in the second half of 2015. It's a great time to assess how your business is really doing compared to what you envisioned at this time last year. So hopefully you're driving your business to create the results you've always dreamed for you and your family. And as business owners, we all know great growth comes great challenge. And one way we help our clients deliver results for their businesses and increase what they get to keep, that's after-tax money they can bring home for themselves and their families. And one way we help them deliver those results is to enable them to retrieve every piece of information about their business anytime, from anywhere, in a matter of seconds. And that applies to a business in any industry, because to be among the most profitable in your industry, you not only need to great products and to generate predictable recurring revenue streams, you need great systems and great people executing them, as well as superior fiscal management, which we help our clients achieve. And that means having every customer, every product and its profit margin, every bank balance, every horizon of forecasted cash flow, every sales pipeline right at your fingertips to help you make the strategic and tactical decisions to deliver your desired result, which is to constantly grow your profitability and what you get to keep for yourself and your family. So to continue this discussion, I'm pleased to introduce our guest on today's show. He's Gene Caiola, partner and director of services at Synergy Resources, a business dedicated to delivering business performance improvements to manufacturers and distributors using enterprise resource planning, or ERP. That's software solutions, ERP software solutions. Synergy combines a results-oriented approach to each product with industry-recognized solutions from Infor Global Solutions, as well as Synergy-developed products. Synergy Resources has helped over 800 manufacturing and distribution businesses improve operational performance and increase profitability. Prior to founding Synergy Resources, Gene worked for both small and large manufacturers in the areas of production and shop floor control, quality, accounting, and IT. In fact, Gene began his career in a small manufacturer of electronic test devices during high school, where he worked in all of the operational areas. In 1980, Gene joined Sperry Systems, a 5,000-person manufacturer of high-tech systems in Lake Success. At Sperry, Gene continued to gain expertise in all aspects of manufacturing, and as well as in the financial and technology areas of the business. In 1987, Gene joined Eisner Amper predecessor Richard A. Eisner & Company, a prominent public accounting firm specializing in manufacturing and distribution consulting, where he was director of manufacturing services. Gene built the foundation for Synergy Resources with his partner Mark Lilly on a vision of delivering mission-critical services to the manufacturing industry using the Infor ERP solutions. The foundation of Synergy was started in the early 90s out of Gene's home, and over the past 20 years, Gene and Mark have built a business with 100 employees in 10 states and Canada. And as a prominent and as a proponent of fostering strong educational business community relationships, Gene has worked with local colleges to develop curriculums that provide students with hands-on enterprise resource planning skills through the use of ERP software in the classroom. Through that relationship, Gene has also been a part-time professor at Farmingdale State University teaching operations and supply chain management courses, and is an active member of its ERP Business Alliance project. Gene earned a BS in accounting from SUNY Binghamton and an MBA in business information systems from Hofstra University, and now lives with his wife, Sherry, in Southold on the beautiful North Fork of Long Island. Gene Caiolo, welcome to Business Profits in the Real World.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Hey, first I want to congratulate you on a great achievement. Your award last month from Smart CEO for the best CPA service area firm in the New York metro region here. That's very exciting and well-deserved, by
the
way.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. I do appreciate that. Yeah, that was a wonderful honor, and so many great finalists in the room was just terrific for us, and we appreciate that, Gene. So, Gene, can you tell a little bit of our listeners? I'm actually fascinated by your background because, again, I had some of the same things in the corporate world you did. Can you tell us a little bit about you and your business and who you are and what you do and maybe give us a little background on that, Gene?
Oh, sure, Mike. For me, it's very interesting, and sometimes people think I have to get a life, but I actually love working with manufacturers.
Right.
And it's been a great ride. I get to actually go into manufacturing plants, understand what companies are trying to achieve,
right.
Not only making products, but also making their customers happy. So I have always found that since I started when I was about 16 on the shop floor.
Right.
I was the kid who always took things apart and always was fascinated by making stuff. So it's been a great career for me.
Yeah, no. And, Gene, we talked a little bit off the air. I was a little older, but I came out of a Big 8 accounting firm at the age of 25, and I walked in the plant my first day in my three-piece suit, and the president said to me, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm coming to work," and he said, "Well, get in your jeans and get out in the plant and learn the business. There's just no substitute for it." I mean, when you get to work with those people side by side, run all the machines, be in the production areas, it's really, really terrific, isn't it? I mean, you just, that's really where you learn how to run a business, isn't it, Gene?
It is. And manufacturing, as anybody on Long Island certainly knows who's in it, is a very, very competitive market space to be in. So
right.
running a manufacturing plant of any size and any kind is, between the competition that we have overseas, between the regulations that we have to adhere to.
Right.
These are real issues to business owners. So
yeah.
That's where I'm happy to say we're seeing, based on the work we do, based on the work that's being done by many people in the industry,
uh-huh.
we're actually seeing a resurgence in manufacturing, and that's actually coming back with jobs and opportunities, certainly for the young folks. We talked a little bit about the educational environments we're setting up for them,
uh-huh.
and it's just an exciting time.
Yeah, no, and... You know, one of the things I found in the corporate world, and I was always amazed, we talk about businesses, and our clients trying to bring them into the top 10% of the most prosperous businesses. But, you know, we can compete with overseas the competition. We can compete. We can. And really, I'm really fascinated by how synergy really runs this business and works with its clients. Can you give us a kind of a background as to how you, when you start working with clients, how you actually add value? I mean, before you even sell software, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it before that, isn't there, Gene, your process?
Yeah, exactly, Mike. Software, and it's true in every part of our life. It's just a tool, whether you're using it on your iPhone or your Android, it's just a tool to get us to do things better, faster, quicker. So, but while that's going to come into play in most of our customers these days, what's really important is to understand what are they really trying to accomplish with their business.
Right.
It could be a growth strategy. It could be a succession strategy. Maybe it's something they want their family to join in on. So we work with them up front to understand those things, and then we apply the right services and the right technology to help them achieve that.
Yeah, and it's really, I want to lead out of the first segment, Gene, talking about really the whole implementation process, which is really a discovery of, what the client might do in order to increase profitability, because this is really when clients enter into a relationship with you, it's really an investment, isn't it, Gene? The definition of an investment is a return. The client's looking for a return on that investment, And you certainly do provide that at Synergy, don't you?
Yeah, we try to make it, keep it simple for our customers. There's in manufacturing, there's really three areas that will promote success, and that's in what we call price, delivery, and quality.
Right.
None of them stand alone. They all have to be achieved. So that's what we bring to them, get them to understand their place in the supply chain on all three of those.
Yeah, and so now coming back, talking about some of the, you know, Gene, I think, has got some great great stories he'd like to tell about just some of the clients that he's worked with. And certainly, we think that manufacturing in the New York metro area can really benefit by paying attention to those issues. So back in a minute with Gene Keola on Business Profits in the Real World.
It's time for Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. Now, your host, business profitability visionary and CPA, Michael Kessler.
Back with you here on Business Profits in the Real World with Gene Keola, partner at Synergy Resources. And we were talking a little bit about the clients, and Gene and his team have a product called Visual ERP. And I used it in the corporate world, as a matter of fact. That's kind of how Gene and I met. And it's actually a tremendous enterprise resource planning tool for manufacturing and distribution businesses. Gene, can you give us a little background on what Visual is and kind of how it works and how it all started?
Sure, Mike. If you look back to the 90s, there was a whole movement around MRP, and actually you can go back to the 80s and even the 70s for that. And there was a gentleman by the name of Ollie White who was very, very instrumental in bringing MRP to the forefront. But concurrent with that was a gentleman by the name of Dick Lilly, who had shared some of the concepts that Ollie did, but focused much more on something that we call throughput. Mm-hmm. And throughput for a manufacturer is really profit. It's doing more with the same amount of resources or with less. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been in a plant and you've ever walked around one, and if you haven't, find a friend that,
right.
that owns one and have some fun with that. But if you actually use those, Ellie Goldratt's theory of constraints proved that if you actually use those resources and optimize them, you will drop a lot more money to the bottom line. And this is what we try to get manufacturers to understand. And this product, developed by Infor Global Solutions and now one that we use in the field, is a very simple to use, easy to use product that allows the manufacturers to get the most out of their shop floors, which is the name of the game these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dick Lilly happens to be your partner, Mark's dad, isn't that right? It's kind of interesting, the history there.
Yeah. So Mark and I were actually own two separate businesses, both working with Mark's dad in a business relationship. And then after Mark's dad retired,
right.
Mark and I joined forces, and that was about almost 10 years ago now.
Yeah, no, that's really terrific, and you guys have done a great job. Gene, you've helped hundreds of businesses, and I know you've got over 800 successful implementations with clients. Would you mind sharing one or two success stories you might help us share as to show how the clients achieved that return on investment? Would you mind sharing, Gene?
Oh, not at all, Mike. I guess one that always stuck out in my mind was a company I met. They're actually in New Jersey. I was giving a seminar. And this gentleman, Bob, came up to me and said, "Geez, everything you're saying makes sense, but I can't do this." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because my mom controls the scheduling of the shop floor."
Oh, okay.
So I said, "Well, let's go talk to your mom."
All right.
And so fast forward, this company makes actually the things that go into your body for hip replacements and knee replacements. So very, very precise kind of product, obviously, going into the human body.
Right.
But what what this gentleman was able to do was, and we were able to work with him, is actually get his mom to understand how technology could help her. She continued doing her scheduling in semi-retirement in Florida.
Right.
Now she's out of the business, and Bob, who I mentioned, is able to run the entire operation himself now. And you'll see him going out to clients with iPads and so on, actually showing customers how he can deliver product on time, highest quality, using a tablet. And he just punches it and shows them how their jobs are running. So it's really, that was kind of the ideal scenario where you take a small company, and he's doing marvelously now. So he's well into out of the small company range, but that was a great success story.
Yeah, no, and as we said at the top, anytime, anywhere, he's taking his iPad out and he's actually running his business right in his hand.
Exactly.
That's really terrific. Gene, I'm really fascinated now. We've, you know, and this the name of the show is Business Profits in the Real World, and what you've done is bring the real world to the educational community. I'm really fascinated about how you've worked with Farmingdale and others to bring students that really hands-on, you know, experience that they're going to need when they get out into the world. Would you mind sharing a little bit with us of what you're doing there with the educational community, Gene?
Yeah, this is actually interesting, and there's a recent study out right now that says that by 2025, and I love these numbers, but they also are going to make you a little get us a little nervous. But by 2025, there'll be a 2 million jobs in 2 million jobs in the manufacturing industry will go unfilled due to a skills gap.
Wow!
And a lot of that is because of what we saw, I think, in the 70s and 80s, especially locally here, where you know kids were leaving the manufacturing industry. It was being downplayed. There was talk of that we would become a service economy and so on. Well, that's not true.
Right.
So now we've got work to do. We've got to get our students back into understanding manufacturing concepts through the schools. So I was invited into a project by one of my customers, actually, Dennis Goldenson from Arquin Industries, to meet up with Jill O'Sullivan over at Farmingdale College. And Jill was a professor in the business office there. And what we did was we were able to actually get Infor to gift the software to the university. And Jill and I wrote a textbook that would create a courseware so that the students could actually have put their hands on an ERP system and learn how ERP or enterprise resource planning for a manufacturer works.
Wow.
We wrote the book around building solar collectors. We use fictitious company people to simulate what they would be doing in the day-to-day. So it was an exciting project. It's about 4 years in the making. We put internships out to many manufacturers, and they, in turn, these students get jobs. So we're also working with SUNY Binghamton, and we've worked with Stony Brook in the past. So it's been great. It's what we need, and the students get very excited over it as well as we do.
Yeah, no, that's really, wow, Infor gifted the software. That's really terrific. And you've been in the classroom, Gene, actually, as an instructor. How do you find the students? Do you find them receptive? Or you hear all kinds of stories, you know, students are leaving Long Island. Do you find them receptive to learn?
I do. I think it's once they understand the concepts of manufacturing, I taught operations and supply chain. They get excited. It's not that maybe the typical path that a parent might say. It's not go to medical school or become a lawyer. But when they get very excited about it.
Yeah,
so I think it's we're redefining careers for them.
Yeah, no, terrific. So Gene, I'd like to, if you don't mind, you've built a great, successful business, you and Mark together at Synergy Resources, and it's really impressive. What's your best piece of advice or some advice you could share with other business owners so they can do it too? Would you mind sharing, Gene?
Sure. I think a couple of things, Mike, that I've learned over the years, and some of the more tough lessons is, one I always say is make your customers successful and your success will follow.
Right.
And I think when we all start out or even at any point in our career, sometimes we think about our own success first. And I think if you just flip it and you just think about making your customer successful, whatever it takes, you don't have to worry about your success. It will follow. So that's one thing that I really think about a lot
right.
When I make a decision. The next is at some point you won't be able to directly affect any situation. It won't be like if you're just starting out, you have a lot of influence on the business. You can go and take a problem and wrestle it to the ground. But as you grow, you really have to trust your people. And you have to trust them to make the right decisions. Uh-huh. And you have to support them not only while they're trying to do that, but after the decision is made, no matter what the outcome.
Yeah.
So really trusting your people to make those right decisions. And and you know this. The last one that I always think about and I know how much you help your clients do this, is always look to where you want the business to be.
Right.
Not where it is.
Yeah.
And whether that's a 3-month, 6-month, or 2-year look, just stay ahead of it with your vision, because as soon as you lose your vision, the company will reflect that. So just always have a vision.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. No, that's really terrific. Boy, the great advice. Gene, this has been a real pleasure. Gene, I want to thank you for coming on Business Profits in the Real World today. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you.
So if you'd like to discuss how Synergy Resources products could be a significant profit generator for your manufacturing and or distribution business, reach out to Gene directly by email, gcaiola, G-C-A-I-O-L-A, at synergyresources.net, or call Gene directly at 631-665-2050. Or visit Synergy Resources' website at www.synergyresources.net. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me directly at michael.kessler@cpa.com, michael.kessler@cpa.com, or call me directly at 516-449-2852. And to access great strategies and resources for business owners to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family, visit our website at www.michaelkesslercpa.com. I'm Mike Kessler, and we'll be back next week on Business Profits in the Real World. Have a profitable week, everybody.